What's up, everybody? How you guys doing? Elias Kaleo here at the Movement Podcast. Here we are for another episode here today. We're going to be talking about, very quickly, starting all over again. You know, starting over again is kind of, man, it's kind of a bad word amongst, amongst entrepreneurs. A lot of people are super afraid of starting over again, starting from scratch. Why? Because, of course, starting over again means that you made a mistake, typically, right? I mean, it means that you made some miscalculations, maybe in the very beginning, maybe in the process. But, you know, the question I usually have for anyone, you know, facing that decision of whether they start over again, whether it means that they need to ditch their business and start another one. Maybe they need to ditch an idea, start another one. Maybe they need to ditch that marketing agency and go with a new one. Maybe they need to ditch their brand and go with another one. I mean, I've rebranded myself several times over, and I mean, you know, I've failed in many businesses. You know, a lot of people look at me, they think, man, this guy's, you know, I mean, he's done some great things and, you know, so successful, and it seems like everything you touch turns to gold. Although it sounds great, although I'd love the accolades, that's just, you know, it's just absolutely not true. I mean, occasionally I'm going to get comments from people saying, hey, I admire how you find success in everything you touch. I'm flattered. But like I said, that's not true. I mean, I think to myself, you know, it's too bad. And people just don't understand just how wrong that actually is. I mean, I actually got better just because of the fact that I struck out so much. I mean, after years of failure in business, I finally started learning what shots to swing at and which ones to not swing at. I started to gain like a sense of smell. The scent, you know, like that, you know what I mean? Like that sixth sense. I started to really just kind of feel it in my bones, right? I could feel it, you know, on my skin. I knew the smell. I knew the sound of when I was about ready to strike out, or when an opportunity or business model or something just wasn't going to be like the best, you know, situation or the best outcome. I would know to stay away from it. Why? Because I just messed up so much. So I learned how to get better at that just because of the fact that I failed so much, right? So, I mean, listen, the message here is it's never too late to start over. So many people wait till the new year to start their new commitments, right? Or even worse, they wait until it's too late. So the question I have for you is, like, why wait? You can start a new run today. I mean, a fresh new start tomorrow. Heck, I mean, you could have 7 fresh new starts a week if you really wanted to. Don't be afraid to chalk it up. Don't be afraid to chalk up the loss. Take it, eat it, smell it, learn from it. Eventually, you're going to remember what it tastes like, and you're going to get wiser. Don't be afraid of starting over. I honestly, I'd be more afraid of knowingly going down the wrong path without the guts to change directions. So, I mean, massive action alone, it isn't the key to success. But, you know, you hear so many of these guys, but, oh, take massive action. No, you got to just take more action and more action. And, you know, listen, taking massive action, I mean, okay, here, let's reverse here. I need to calm down, right? Because I'm pretty passionate about this particular subject about massive action. When you're doing the right thing and you know it and you're getting good results, then yes, take massive action. We see there's a catch-22 there. Because you see, taking massive action, taking the wrong action in a massive way, it's just going to get you to the wrong destination faster. Listen, if I'm trying to go to the south side of the island and I'm driving north, if I drive 100 miles an hour going north versus 25 miles an hour going north, that's just going to get me to my wrong destination considerably faster. I'm still going the wrong direction. So, like I said, massive action alone is not the main key to success. It's definitely got its place, right? I would say more so, if anything, consistency is way more powerful than massive action. But anyhow, that's another podcast. But listen, the idea here is if you must change your direction a little or a lot, man, change it now. I mean, the question is this: what would you do differently if you could start all over again? Like I often ask entrepreneurs this, right? Like, if you could do it differently, like if you could start your business from square one all over again, I mean, what would you do differently? I mean, there are so many people that fantasize, you know, with the idea that if they could only go back and start again, they'd make different choices and they'd do something different than what they're doing now. Listen, newsflash, you can't go back in time. But you can actually do something about the situation you're in now. I mean, listen, if you don't like where you're at right now, change it. Change happens. I know Anthony Robbins taught me this when I was, in high school. If you don't like where you're at now, change it. You can change it now. Change happens in an instant. Change happens in an instant. When you finally decide to change, that's when it happens. Now, okay, let's talk about the real stuff, right? If you're in business, let's just say you got a massive organization going, or you've got, you know, a thriving business, but it's just not what you envisioned it would be. Start looking at seeing how you can make some smaller course corrections, right? I mean, I'm not talking about, oh gosh, I'm supposed to go south, I'm heading north, let's 180. I mean, don't jump out of the darn car. Just think about, okay, well, how do I turn this around? Okay, like what small corrections can I make right now? Okay, maybe I just kind of lost my way. You know what I mean? Maybe I lost my way about 10 minutes ago. Maybe I got to start turning around. Maybe I got to start driving on a different road, right? I mean, maybe, I don't know what it is. But start thinking like, okay, well, if you're going to do something different, what are you going to do? And what is it? You got to face the music. I think a lot of people, they just tend to not want to face the music. And I think that's dangerous. The reason why that's dangerous is because, you know, there are a lot of people that they're going to continue to head down this road of not making things happen. They're going to continue down this road of not seeing the results that they want. And they're going to continue on that road knowingly, because they are afraid of the lash, the lash back, you know, that they're going to get from their friends, from their family, from their co-associates, right? So don't be too prideful. Don't be too prideful. Don't be crazy about it. Listen, be sensible. If you're doing something right now and you're not getting the results, here's the first thing I would do. I would hire, or I would talk to someone you trust, someone who has the results that you need. And you know, that being said, gosh, man, gee, you know, there's so many catch-22s in here. I just constantly throw catch-22s at myself because I'm never going to just say, oh, only talk to someone who has the results you want. Okay, well, what if the results you want is to be rich, to be wealthy? Okay, that's not a bad one. It all depends on what you're going to do with the money. But what are you going to do? You're going to ask someone who's wealthy, who created their wealth in real estate when you didn't, you know, what if that's not your business model? What if they're going to give you completely wrong advice because they've never actually created wealth in your sphere, in your market, in your industry? I mean, listen, if I made $1 million a year selling cars, what the heck am I going to do telling someone who runs their own restaurant business what to do? Like, you know what I mean? So don't just go and look for, you know, and find someone who has the success that you want. The first thing I'd do is I would find and qualify someone who has the results that you desire in the way that they got it. Right. And so in your same industry, like if you own let's just say you're in the network marketing business and someone made $1 million in network marketing. Okay, great. That is a way that I would do it. Now, even then, catch 22 again. God, isn't this crazy? So what if that person only recruited superstars and they've had a track record of like multiple millions of dollars in the industry, right? And so whenever they joined something, they didn't really have to go and talk to their broke friends. They literally only talked to pros who brought in massive organizations. They're probably going to give you a little bit of different advice because, well, they probably did a different thing, right? What if you got a real estate company, right? And a real estate investment company. What are you going to do? You're going to ask someone who sold cars for a living, like what they would do. Well, how would they even know? So qualify the advice, qualify the consultation that you're going to get. All right. So I would get some outside advice. I would get some outside advice from someone who can look from the outside in. Sometimes the worst advice you're going to get is from people who are closest to you. I mean, I'm just going to go and kill the golden calf right now. I mean, some of the worst advice are going to be from maybe the person who sleeps in the same bed as you, right? So get some professional advice from someone in particular who has created the success in the way that you're going to be creating it, right? That's the first thing. Like if you were to ask me, that's the first thing I would do. I would hire a consultant, someone, and they don't have to be on the business card, like their title says, I'm a consultant, because we all know what we think about consultants at times, right? Many times. But I mean, it could be just someone, someone you trust, that's pretty much it, right? But the idea here is, because if you don't do it, then you're just going to turn into like you're going to turn everything into an acidic environment. And everything in your business is going to start turning acidic. And you're going to start complaining. And that's the next thing that happens. That's dangerous. Listen, complaining, it doesn't help change your life around. It's action. Action is what turns your life around, what turns your business around. My friend, listen, you have the capabilities within you to take charge of your life by identifying what you've done wrong and then correcting that. Correcting your mistakes. Correct your mistakes of the past. Make better decisions. And make use of your time moving ahead, moving forward. So, listen, man, it's tough. It's tough in the world of entrepreneurship. Why? Because you gotta fail. Man, I don't know one entrepreneur that's made it, without failing a number of times. I think one of the prerequisites of being a successful entrepreneur is, man, you gotta have that thick skin. Not just, I don't wanna listen, not like thick skin, like people are gonna tell you crap and you're just gonna ignore what they say. No, I mean, that eventually wears on you too, but you gotta have thick skin, like, man, you gotta fall and you gotta get back up kind of skin, And it's all in your control. It's all in your control. In the days, the weeks, the months, the years ahead, you have got to learn. You've got to learn how to smell the air when things ain't looking right, when things ain't smelling right, when things ain't feeling right, right? You got to understand that. I mean, you got the choice. You got the choice from today, right now, to shape your life in whatever way you want it to be. So here's my question. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it now? You got to look at your life. Got to look at all of the aspects that you need to improve upon. I mean, you can look at the spiritual side. You can look at the health side. You can look at the family side. You can look at the personal development side, right? Here's a side that a lot of people have forgotten about. The dream. How many of you guys have stopped dreaming already? How many of you guys have just kind of like given up the dream? Man, remember when you were young? Remember when you were a little kid? Remember when you were a teenager? You just sit back and you used to be like, man, dang, I can't wait to like, oh, I want a Ferrari, dude. Man, the red Ferrari. You could smell the leather, right? You could like feel your hands just like glossing over the brand new paint for the, smelling the brand new car smell. I mean, at some point in our lives, we've forgotten to dream, right? So you got to take a look and see, okay, where in your business, where in your life as an entrepreneur and also as a human being, where what areas are you just not happy with? And you got to turn it around. Start making that decision. Make the decision now. I learned at a very early age, that the word decision itself, the root of decision is de caedra, right? So in Latin, that means to cut off from. You got to cut off from every other possibility. you got to make that decision to just, you got to cut off from the naysayers. You got to cut off from the, what if I fail? Listen, I mean, okay, what if you do? You probably will. So what? Move on. Make the correction. I mean, what if I die? Well, listen, we're all going to die. Stop being so crazy and serious about it. Hey, we're all going to die sooner or later. No one gets out of this life alive. Right? I mean, we're all going to end up, you know what I mean? In that big limo in the sky, as they call it, right? So make the change. Make it now. Stop being afraid of what the heck is going to happen. I mean, get some good advice. Get some good coaching. If you have a good mentor in your life, man, hold them close. If you got someone that gives you the rough, you know, the tough love, man, you know what I mean? The rough reality. Keep them close, especially if it's good advice, right? Especially if it's, I mean, anyone can give you the tough love, but who's going to give you that qualified tough love, right? So, you know, that's my message for today, guys. Listen, it's never too late to turn around. It's never too late to change course. It's never too late to start all over again. You can start 30 new, times a month fresh if you wanted to, right? And eventually you're going to have to start learning how to, you know what I mean? Do that real start, right? But at the end of the day, you're just going to get better at it. So my friends, I hope you enjoy the message. If you find value in this podcast, if you find value in this little talking point here, hit it with a thumbs up, like, subscribe, comment, share this with a fellow entrepreneur on the journey with you. Maybe share this with your team, whatever, right? But listen, I value you. I commend you for wanting to make a change in your life. And my friend, you, no one else, you are the movement. This is Elias Calejo. I will see you on the next episode.